LeBron.
Yo. Welcome back to the motherfucking Minority Sports Report.
I am
your boy, Big Black.
And I'm Julian.
Chilling.
Relaxing.
Smacking, relaxing, cool on,
talking
shooting
some
on,
smack.
Shooting on, outside, boo. Family.
Holla. So much to talk about this week.
There's a lot of shit,
There's playoffs, and there's horse races, there's
baseball.
There's baseball, my rocks.
Baseball.
But what do you want to start with, B?
Honestly.
Baseball?
No.
You want to talk about
I kind of want to start off with Overwatch because they had the playoffs today.
Another
Boston team, BT Dubs, which is, by the way, they lost, man.
They lost, man. Oh.
It was kind of
My Shanghai Dragons lost as well.
Yeah. I mean, they suck.
They're getting closer.
But there was a playoff today because, like I said, they evolve and they learn, okay, we're going to have a playoff. Let's just do it on Sunday instead of waiting for a whole fucking week. So they had two games today. Boston beat one LA team. What was it? The Gladiators today. And then New York beat the Los Angeles Valiant for a head-to-head of New York versus Boston. It was 3-0. There was one draw. They went four games. But Boston was doing nice. No one expected them to be there. So honestly, it was a fucking dope fucking round. It was crazy as shit watching. And Overwatch is dope. I can't wait for stage four. And then there's going to be like the overall playoffs.
Stage four. That's where my dragons are going to win.
The dragons. The winless dragons.
The winless. They're getting closer.
They are, though. They really are. They still suck, but they're getting close.
Yeah, they won one map against what? London, right? And London's fucking really good.
Yeah, London's pretty good, man.
So it's happening. That's why I'm putting the four up. I got the four up in the studio. I got the four up. Because stage four belongs to my beloved dragons.
The beloved dragons.
The beloved beleaguered dragons.
So congratulations again to the New York Excelsior. Mr. Prill, if you're listening, congratulations to you and you and all your New York fans. Even though Boston was the number one seed, New York, just they won last stage. They won the playoffs.
They won this one.
Yeah, right. So they got that experience, which is cool for Boston because, again, no one expected them to be anywhere near this point, let alone in the first season, you know. So it's pretty dope that they got this experience. And honestly, they went undefeated until they, you know, just like that other craft team, you know. That other craft team, when was it, fucking 18-1? These guys went 14-1, I believe, total or some shit like that. It was, man.
So New York wins this stage three.
Yeah, New York won stage three. Yep.
Okay.
So they get $250,000.
Okay. Yeah. I was gonna say they get what, 10 grand?
Yeah, $250,000 for the team. And that's what I'm saying. Like the overall playoffs, which will happen after stage four, that's when they're playing for like $1 million, which is bananas.
But yeah, I'm glad to see that it's definitely like becoming bigger. I'm hearing more about it from like actual news organizations and that kind of stuff. So I'm waiting for the day when mainstream sports news, you catch up with us, you start reporting those Overwatch standings.
Oh yeah.
Because we're on the cutting edge, man.
Oh yeah. Speaking of the standings, just, you know, doesn't matter now. New York's number one. Boston was two. Valiant and Gladiators are 3-4. And then there was 5-6. I mean, 5-12.
12 are the Shanghai Dragons lulling the other teams into a sense of false security. I am sure only to own the fourth stage. It's going to happen. I'm putting the four up in the studio.
That would be fucking crazy. If that really happened, yo, that would be fucking nuts.
Yeah.
That would be fucking bananas.
You wait and see.
I'm waiting. I'm fucking waiting.
This is a shout out to my Shanghai Dragons. You prove me right. For God's sakes, prove me right. Just win one match.
I mean, Dallas won one game
Dallas won one. I mean,
which is pretty bad.
I don't know. It's like Shanghai, like the longer they lose, I think the more people are just going to root for them to just win. Just like, come on, man. Come on. It's like, you know, the like the marathoner who like, you know, breaks the leg and they're still like struggling at the end. And then everyone in the crowd is like, yeah. Yeah. And it's about pride.
Word.
So just one match. That's all I want, Dragons.
Bro. All right. Yeah. I got it. That was stage standings. League standings. They are
0-30.
That's so
brutal.
Bad. That is brutal. Dallas and fucking Florida are 6-24. That's not great either.
Yeah, but it's just, they've won.
I know, man. But here are the top two though. New York with 27-3, Boston 22-8, and then number three, London 20-10. You know what I'm saying? So that's like compared to those top four, even fucking 5 and 6. Or yeah, the same, I mean, at 18-12. So, like, that's a huge difference. Like, you are not – this is a practice season for you guys.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's – the disparity is so great, you know?
It's crazy, and they're all pro players.
Yeah,
and like,
I know.
Especially Dallas, man. Dallas was supposed to be, like, the team – obviously, not all the – versus all their Korean teams, but coming out of the West, you know?
Yeah.
Dallas was because, from what I understand – because I wasn't into the shit prior to the league. There was a bunch of all-star Overwatch players on the Dallas Fuel, you know. a lot of the shit's language barriers, too.
Yeah, I guess.
Which is crazy as fuck.
But it's
bullshit at the same time because every team, except for a few, have players of different nationalities.
Yeah, it's also just like you can hire fucking translators.
Yeah, that's what I read this article about. There's just like a lot of dysfunction on Dallas because some of the Korean players are like hardcore Koreans and some of them aren't. And it's just like, they want to like impose like Korean culture on everyone. And they're like fighting that shit. And like some of the Chinese players don't talk to the Korean players. Or like, it's just weird shit like that.
That's bad. I mean, yeah. If you have like, that's like internal locker room.
Right.
Shit.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That's, you got to fix that shit.
Yeah. No, I mean, you got to,
because every single,
you got to get Dez out of that locker room.
Get the cancers out. Get the cancers out.
Smoking that damn weed.
Shit.
But yeah, that's growing pains. That's locker room stuff.
Yeah.
You got to find the right mix. And it looks like New York and Boston and them have found the right mix. You know?
You know, and it's nuts. It's fun to watch. It's
just like any team though.
Oh yeah. All right. That's enough for Overwatch though. Cause I subjected, my non-Overwatch lovers to
we opened with it.
Never opened with Overwatch. That's fucking that's real shit. So if you shut it off, it doesn't matter. We got you. Listen.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
We're back. Ty, you can stop listening now. That's
fucking funny.
Yeah. I mean, do you want to go over the derby?
Yeah. Let's hit the derby. That dirty derby.
So Kentucky Derby, that was this weekend. The
2018 144th running of the Kentucky Derby,
which is weird, but Justify was the winner. He was the odds on favorite. I think he was 20-1 to win.
God damn.
And then
why would you even put money on that?
There was a woman who won like $1 million off of a $18 bet.
Wow.
Yeah, if you do it right, you know.
Yeah, that's real.
So Justify got first place, a chestnut colt named Good Magic, because you got to name him, finished by 2.5 leagues behind. And then Audible finished third, who was named after the Amazon book service.
Oh.
But I don't know. Do you ever watch the Derby?
I've watched it. I honestly just forgot that it happened this weekend until today. I woke up and I was like, oh shit, that did happen. Honestly, it was because a lot of people on my timeline were at the Derby. Some of my cousins and
That's cool.
Some of my friends and shit. I was like, oh shit, the Derby. I was like, what are y'all wearing? Oh, there's only one reason. Then you read the hashtag, it's like, yep, the fucking Derby. How the fuck did I fucking miss that?
Why are you wearing a ridiculous hat?
Yes. But it's like, it's ridiculous, but it's not. In the sense of going to the Derby.
Oh, yeah, no, you know? I get it.
Fucking amazing with that. Humans, we're weird, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's horse racing is weird.
But
it's just, I don't know. The best, like, way I can like describe the Derby is this one time, this girl I was dating, she was at my place for whatever reason. I had the Derby on and I was like cleaning or doing something. And she was just kind of watching TV and we were going about our day. And, you know, I was back and forth. And, finally the race happens and I stop and I watch the race and it's over. And I was like, oh, okay. You know, and then I go, I guess the, you know, I can't even remember what year it was, but some, you know, the course everybody thought was going to win one. And I was like, oh, that's it. And she just looks at me and goes, that's it.
Right. For people that don't know what the Derby is like, it's
a horse race.
Yeah.
But
it's a horse race.
It's like a minute and a half.
Right.
She was like, that was it? And I was like, well, yeah, it's a horse race. And she's like, I just watched 2 hours of coverage. And I was like, well, I'm sorry. I thought I was like, you could have changed the channel.
It's
at
all
any
about
time.
The pageantry.
Yeah.
It's all about that.
It's about the man, but she was just like the outrage and indignation in her face when I was just like, yeah, it's a horse race, like a minute and a half.
Motherfucker. You son of a bitch.
But I, you know, I suppose if you don't know, then, you know, it's disappointing, I guess.
Yeah. I remember that for me, that was a child when that happened. Remember like watching it and be like, you know, being aware of it.
Yeah.
And then finally seeing it, I'm like, what? Same shit. It was like, that was it? Yeah, it's a horse race, man. How long did you think it was? Like, I don't know. NASCAR is like, you know, those are try out. To watch cartoons and that shit's on all day. You know, it's like, come on.
But yeah, no, it's, I mean, they have races all day throughout the thing. It's
I mean, like the big race.
Yeah, but it's just, but yeah, congratulations to Justify.
Ding, ding, ding. Ding, ding,
so ding. Now you will go on to a career of fucking other horses for money.
Ooh, that's right. Yeah. Fucking stud.
Yeah, that's what he'll do.
That's right, bro.
Quite literally.
Oh, shit. That is right. Oh, yeah, man. Hey, good for that guy.
So, you know, good for you. It's a hard life for you. You gotta live from now on. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. Horse racing is weird to me because I don't know. I think it's kind of cruel.
I mean,
but
yeah, I guess.
I don't know. It's just, it's always like fucked up how they like when a horse breaks its leg, you just got to kill it, you know?
I mean, but you would do that anywhere though.
Yeah, I know. But it's like they do it on TV. Yeah, I know. I don't know. It's
the cameras don't have to be.
I'm not objecting enough to be like, oh, we should stop it. But there's still like a part of me that's like, ugh, there's like
worse shit happens every day.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And it's like, you know, those horses are treated pretty well.
Oh, yeah, man. Those horses are treated better than fucking most people.
than a lot of people.
Yeah, fuck yeah, dude. Shit.
Although I probably wouldn't enjoy getting pimped out.
Pimped out, slinging that dang-a-lang for some dollars.
I'll be a gigolo.
Jason, get your ass over here.
So you're just saying beautiful women will pay to have sex with me? Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure. All right, that's what's going to happen.
That's how it's going to happen. Wow, this is great. Why doesn't everybody do this?
Oh, man.
But shall we go on to the playoffs?
Happy Mother's Day for all the mothers that are listening to this preemptively.
Yeah, well, I mean, we'll be recording next.
Yeah, we'll be recording, but it won't be on Mother's Day. So we got to get it early real quick. That hit my brain right quick. But yeah, dog.
Happy Mother's Day to all the moms, especially my mom.
All the moms. My mom, Lady C.
You both did great jobs.
Yeah. All the moms that are listening.
Yeah. Shout out to all the single moms.
All the moms that I know. Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah.
All the grandmas. I mean, I don't know if there's any grandmothers listening to this, but
yeah,
gotta get all the bases covered. And then we'll do something like, you know, a little bit more special on actual Mother's Day, because fuck it.
Yeah, we'll talk about our actual moms or something.
Oh, yeah. Playoffs.
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 I watched that Bruins game today.
I did not watch that Bruins game. However, I did watch the Bruins game kind of on Friday. I was out with some friends that I went to college with, and we was getting lit as fuck, smoking and drinking. People were like, y'all are crazy. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. This is Colorado. I'm smoking weed on the sidewalk.
Yeah. Just don't make a scene.
Yeah, right. That's it. Just don't make a fucking scene. It's like smoking a cigarette. Anyways, the fucking Bruins game was on in the bar on like 6 or 7 TVs. It's a pretty big bar. And fucking, of course, the game I watched, they lose.
It's like, yeah, fuck, they lost you guys today too. I think that might have been it for them.
Oh, Big Black still don't care about hockey. I tried.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It was a good game for the most part up until the Lightning kind of pulled away. And then I was like, I don't really care anymore. And then I went over to the NBA game.
Oh!
Which was equally bad in the sense that it was just, oh, man, the Pelicans did. They looked. What do you do when, like, Golden State is, like, just
having their way with you?
Yeah, yeah, just like just
toying with you
when just Steph is doing well and you know Durant's making shots. Like, how do you fight that?
You can't. You have to be the defensive team.
Yeah, but it's just like,
because that's the only way, because defense creates opportunities to score, you know what I'm saying? But if you shut down their offense, because the Golden State ain't a defensive team.
Yeah, that's
they have
true.
Defensive players. But on the whole, they're straight offense, man. This look 118 points.
Yeah, but 118 points in the playoffs, that's nuts.
That's what I'm saying, man. There's like even 92.
All the other games. Yeah. The highest next game is the 105 Cleveland.
Yeah, Cleveland. And then the Celtics had 101, oh, and then the Rockets were 100.
The Raptors. Fucking God.
Yeah, oh, yeah, the Raptors don't want it, bro. They don't fucking want it. Bro, did you see that last shot?
Yeah.
It was ridiculous. Like, why would you not have three motherfuckers on LeBron James?
I don't know. But it's just like LeBron just like there's nothing they can do against him. There is nobody else on that fucking team.
Yeah, but you can LeBron put bodies in front of him though.
I guess, but LeBron is like single-handedly like just he is single-handedly beating them in this series.
It's fucking crazy.
Oh man, there was an SNL skit.
Yeah, I watched that shit. Yes, I saw that.
We can do anything except basketball.
We got your back.
Literally. I will rub your back.
She was so funny.
Yeah. Donald Glover. You know that thing when you roll the ball down the court to use more time? I'm pretty okay at that.
Yo, that shit was hilarious. We actually posted that on Twitter at TMS Report.
Yeah, check it out. It didn't air. I guess it got cut for time, but it was fucking hilarious. Yeah, it got cut for time,
so we fucking shared that.
But yeah, Donald Glover last night killed it on SNL.
Also sponsored by Moon Liquors once again. Always get those drinks.
We're off at 92nd in Huron. We got the
92nd in Huron.
We got the drive-through.
Fucking Thornton drive-through.
Drive-through.
People are like, yo, that's crazy. How is this legal? You're not supposed to drink when you drive.
Just don't drink it while you're driving.
Yeah, it's you fine. Dummy. But yeah, check it out if you're in the rad.
But
the Colorad.
I don't know.
But Cleveland's, man.
Cleveland, I don't know. LeBron's just LeBron. I don't, but like.
Look, 41 minutes and 38 points.
That's nuts.
J.R. Smith, 26 minutes.
What?
0 points.
0 points, one assist, one rebound.
Zero. I mean, LeBron has 6 rebounds, 7 assists.
Kevin Love, 21 Kevin Love. Points. Okay.
That's, you know what I'm saying?
That's good.
He put in some work. Kevin Love was putting in work. You know what I'm saying? That's.
But still, I mean, like, they can't do this for another series. And then play fucking Golden State or Houston.
And then 12, 18, 11, next five. Come on, man. How do you play that many minutes and not get points, bro? Yeah.
Because he's J.R. Smith.
How do you
it's
fucking
feast
do that?
Or famine with that man.
How do you fucking do that?
Either he's going to make like either he's going to drop like, you know, 15 points or he's going to do nothing.
There are what's that one?
And he's going to take his shirt off.
Three players on the Cavaliers that had playing time that didn't score any points. Everyone on the Raptors had points.
Yeah. And they still lost.
That's fucking insane.
Because the Raptors are the Raptors. And Yusai Ujiri is just like, I can build a team, but I can't beat LeBron.
Nah, man.
I wonder if this is how, like, the Pacers felt, like, during the Michael years.
See, this is what I'm, yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, thinking about all this shit.
Where it's like, because, like, Toronto, on paper, should be able to beat.
Yeah.
Beat the Cavs. Like, Toronto should be the one of the better teams in the NBA. Mm. But it's just like, I have no fucking faith in them to do anything. Wait, I don't know anybody on the fucking Raptors.
Serge Ibaka?
I guess Serge, yeah. But it's like, you know.
Oh, yeah, DeMar DeRozan. Yeah.
But it's still not like, you know, they don't have like.
Yeah, no.
They don't have LeBron James.
Mm-mm.
Hell, they don't even have Ricky Rubio.
You're stupid.
Gritty. Gritty, gutsy Ricky Rubio.
Oh, man. The fucking Celtics, bro. Fucking. They are supposed to be losing to fucking Philly.
Oh, yeah, no. What the fuck? Trust the process.
Yo.
Trust the process.
Again, look at this. Another one. Everyone on the team got points. How you gonna play for 4 minutes and get 3 points, bro? Off the bench.
Off the bench. I mean, but that's what you need your bench to
that's
do.
That's what I'm saying,
in the playoffs. And it's like, you're not getting that from Cleveland.
Nah.
And it's like, LeBron can't do this for two more fucking straight series.
He can't, man. He can't.
Especially against, like, what game? No, Golden State?
Hold on. Here's the problem. LeBron can. The rest of those niggas can't.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's the problem. That's the problem. That's the problem.
So, we're okay. Let's. You think LeBron's going to the Lakers next year?
Mm. Yeah, we're jumping ahead of ourselves pretty hard, but
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, but I mean, like.
I haven't thought about that at all, because. The Lakers are awful.
Yeah, but I mean, any team LeBron is on,
that's you're true. Instantly, I mean, that's real.
You bring him to the Nuggets, real. We're a championship contender. You bring him to any team, and it, you know, and the Lakers are a premier franchise.
They are.
Any free agent's going to want to go to. Yeah, they're young as hell.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, maybe LeVar might have a little problem with that.
Oh, you're gonna be stealing the spotlight from us. I'm incredible. Yeah, big baller brand. Big baller.
What did they say? And Lonzo was just certified 100% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes.
Word. You're like, come on, nigga. Or people are pissed because they want their fucking sneakers, apparently.
With a bigger opening day than Avengers Infinity War. But, I mean, okay, so, I mean, you think the Celtics will represent the East in the finals? I mean, if we, assuming that they continue their
3-0. I mean, they better. They I think they play tomorrow or Tuesday. I can't remember which day. That would be nice to get the fucking sweep, man.
Yeah, because then you'd get rest. Well, I mean, I don't know. Because when did the Cavs play again? It's probably similar.
Yeah, Cavs play tomorrow.
Cavs
so, yeah, Boston plays on Tuesday.
Tuesday, yeah.
Because if they
so
play tomorrow,
even if they both sweep, they won't get any rest. Yeah, I mean,
oh, fucking Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait. My bad. I lied. Wednesday.
That's game five? Yeah,
what?
But that there was a part
no,
of me that was
game
like,
four?
Of course I could. Game four. Tomorrow.
Oh, it is tomorrow. All right. Tomorrow at four. Okay. I was like, wait, why?
Yeah, no. And the Cavs play tomorrow, too. Okay. So, yeah, we'll find out.
Yeah.
We'll find out at least.
We'll see tomorrow.
Yeah. If there's going.
It's going to be crazy.
But, I assume the Jazz Warrior or Rockets Warriors are going to be in the Earn Me Western Conference, but those teams are both way better than
The Jazz and the Pelicans. Yeah, dude, they're not. That's fucking come on.
Yeah, I watched some of the Pelicans Warriors game, and it was just ridiculous. Like, the Pelicans were trying their best, but they were still down by like 20 like the whole time.
Oh yeah, dude, they're not gonna fucking
like. I don't know. Fucking Rondo. I forgot he was on the Pelicans.
Yeah, I really liked Rondo when he was on the fucking on the Celtics.
No,
man.
He was doing his best. He was trying, but it's just like, you know, you just.
Yeah. What are you going to do? The whole squad is nasty on the other side.
And it's like Steph Curry's not even at 100% and he's still
playing. I know. And that's the fucked up part.
Yeah.
Like. Ooh.
But I'm getting sick of it. I don't want them or the Cavaliers to be in the fucking finals, because I don't care. I've seen those teams before.
It's going to happen.
It's going
unless the Celtics win. But even then, it's still like.
Yeah, but even then, it's like I don't like the Warriors are just going to. I mean, you know, maybe the Celtics, you know.
I mean, I believe in the Celtics 100%.
Anything can happen, but.
But in terms of being in the championship games, the Celtics have been there. Not recently, but, you know, they've been there plenty of times.
Yeah.
But.
Not like the Warriors have.
Not like
though.
The Warriors. No. Not, no. Or any other LeBron-led team. Yeah. Fucking, like you said, the Bruins.
I think Bruins are out.
Yeah, 4-1. That series is over.
Florida hockey wins out. Oh my God. And the Vegas Golden Knights are going to the fucking Western Conference Finals.
Ah, that's why Scheme didn't want to record today. Womp, womp. That motherfucker, he think he's slick. No.
Oh, I got to move into an apartment. No.
Oh, shit. Golden Knights.
God, that pisses me off.
That's crazy. Winnipeg is up 3-2 over the Predators, which is crazy. La, la, la,
la, la. Yeah, fucking. Ugh,
Washington is 3-2 over the Penguins.
Yeah, the Washington might pull it off. I don't believe in them because they collapse so much. But hey, you know, I don't care. I don't know. I'll watch whatever Stanley Cup games are on television, on broadcast television, NBC. Huh. Because I guarantee you games 3 and 4 or whatever, or like when you air them on the NBC Sports Network, nobody's fucking watching that.
Oh, shit. Are they doing that? They're still doing that bullshit?
I think they do game 1 on NBC, games 2 and 3 on their sports network, and then they do game 4 on NBC, and then the rest on NBC.
I have those channels, but like still, that's stupid. But still,
yeah, no. It's like if you're, you know.
Why not simulcast them?
Yeah, because, you know, they have to play fucking The Voice. And the.
That ratings powerhouse.
The ratings powerhouse is probably like, you know, I don't know. It's probably a really, really. Really
oh, no, I'm sure it is. It's on what, like a 30th season?
Yeah. But I don't know.
The Voice, children. Babies can't even talk. It's like, get the fuck off the stage, baby. You can't even speak
no,
yet.
No, they're all positive. They're not mean. They're always like, you know. You really just need to work on your style, but I think you got a great voice.
You, baby, you've got it.
They're all Paula and Randy. There's no Simon.
There's no Simon. Fucking. Yeah, I really want to talk about the NHL more, but it's really painful, and I'm like really trying, but I can't.
No, it's fine. I mean, we hit on the important parts.
Yeah, Boston lost.
I mean, Boston lost.
That's all that we care about really here.
Join us in the misery.
Misery.
Join us in the misery. So.
Oh, man. There was a dude, a former NASCAR racer by the name of Herschel McGriff.
And you
That's
know
an old he, fucking name.
You know he's old with a name like Herschel.
I'm saying, you know he might have hated a nigger or two in his lifetime, too. But there's fucking. I guess apparently there's no age restriction for racing a NASCAR race.
Oh, yeah.
And this dude, yeah, I guess apparently he's and apparently he watches the Powerball. No.
Gay?
Nothing. I'm really high. Fucking he's a former NASCAR racer, and I guess he's like considered one of the greats.
One of the greats. Skame will have to tell us whether this is
next
this
week,
is
nigga.
Or not.
Yeah, nigga, next week. Let us know about Herschel McGriff.
Hey, Martin Truex finished number 4. I do know that.
Yeah, I'm also pull up this
in the week's racing. I did pay attention to that.
Oh yeah,
yeah, because he's a Colorado racing.
Vroom
vroom vroom,
Colorado racing. Kevin Harvick,
boo
in first. Who won the race?
Kevin Harvick.
Oh, he did win? Okay.
Yeah. Kevin Harvick. Martin Truex finished 4th.
Oh, this is today's race.
What was it? The Dover?
Dover.
Dover, Delaware. I bet Joe Biden was there.
Dover.
Joe Biden was there, and he was like, I'm from Delaware. I used to be the vice president.
I used to be the vice president of the United States. I'm going to beat up Trump. I'm going to beat you, and I'd meet you outside of school, and I'd give you a good-ass licking.
You're both too old.
Whoa, you give him a good-ass licking? No.
Comma, licking.
Oh, okay.
What? We're millennials. We love to lick ass.
Speak for yourself, man. I mean, like, we're in that cusp.
We are millennials.
Technically.
But
we used books in school and fucking encyclopedias.
But I mean, we're still in that age.
I fucking know.
We came of age in the millennium.
I fucking know, bro. But we grew up in the Stone Age. the analog age,
we
really.
We still had to learn cursive in
school. I'm saying, bro. Yo, it's crazy. Like, all the kids that come in. I mean, they're not kids. When they have to like sign their signature on the like credit card receipt, bro.
Oh no, it's circles.
Crazy.
I have one lady who literally just does a bunch of circles, and that's like, it.
What?
And I'm like, you don't. And granted, my signature is really just a big J and a big M, but that's it.
Who the fuck is my nuts? Forge it. I'm gonna forge it. I'm gonna forge it, and then I'm gonna
make a very distinct big M and big J.
I'm going to make so much money selling your autograph on the black market, you crazy motherfucker. You
okay?
Okay, that was fucking great. That was great, but yeah, NASCAR. Okay, here we go. Kevin Harvick, C. Boyer, D. Suarez, Martin Truex, K. Busch, Cal. Brad Keselowski.
Boo.
Because I said Ben last time. Danny Hamlin. R. Blaney. Jimmy Johnson. Kyle Larson. Are the 10.
Kyle Larson.
K. Larson. Are the top 10. Finishes for the race.
In Dover, Delaware.
For the points. They got a lot of points. A lot of points, man. I'm fucking
We
high.
Know so much about racing.
You got to draft and turn left.
Robin is racing, right, guys?
Right. So many points.
So many points. Baseball?
Baseball.
I would like to report that the Rockies are 15-8 on the road right now.
Oh, good
and,
damn.
And
that's fucking amazing.
Yeah, they just swept the hapless Mets, the lowly Metropolitans.
Shit, the Mets.
The Mets, who got rid of Matt Harvey in the Dark Knight.
Oh, they're not even doing that awful. I mean, they're middle of the pack.
Pack, but I mean, you know, they were in the World Series like 2 years ago.
Were they?
Yeah.
Who, they got smoked by Chicago?
Yeah, I think so.
Was that the... I don't know.
Chicago, because they were... Maybe they went to... No, they beat Chicago to get to the World Series, and then Chicago next year went to the World Series.
Got to get you. But, all right.
Yeah, I mean, they're middle of the pack. So are the Rockies.
Are they?
Yeah, I think they're... We're in second. Oh, no, we're five above 500. Oh, okay.
Nice. Right behind the Diamondbacks.
Yeah, we've been on the road, and we've been kicking ass on the road, so...
3.5 games behind. That's not bad.
No, it's good. Usually the Rockies go out to like a huge, like great start and then fall apart in the later months. So
this is good. This
so
is good.
I would prefer a slower start and a stronger finish.
Amen to that. Speaking of not a slow start, the Red Sox still have the best league in the fucking record.
25-9.
Best record in the league. Best league
and
in the
record. And the Yankees have 24-10.
Yeah, they're right
God
there. Number
damn
two.
The Yankees.
Yeah. 24-10, 25-9.
They spent like 2 years being bad.
And then they got, we got 21-13, 21-15
Angels.
For the Angels and the Astros.
Oh, we're the Angels. I've never, Julian's never met an Angels fan in his fucking life.
Diamondbacks actually have a better record, 23-11.
Oh, yeah, no, the Diamondbacks were.
So they're right after, so it's Yankees.
I think they were like 20-3 at a point.
That's ridiculous, man. Yankees, Sox, Yankees, and then the fucking Diamondbacks. For the top three.
Cardinals. Durr, best fans in baseball. Durr. What?
That's what they are. They're the best fans in baseball. We're the Cardinals. Durr. I can't even fucking talk.
I hate the Cardinals.
I can't even talk. Oh man, I feel broken right now. I gotta reset, bro. I don't even know what I was gonna say anymore. That was fucking great. Oh yeah, I was gonna say who has got the worst record right now. 8-26 with the Orioles and 8-26 with the Reds. Man, it's pretty bad.
When was the last time the Reds were good?
I mean, shit, they're the are they the only team that aren't done double digit wins yet?
White Sox have 9 wins.
Oh yeah, yep, 9-23. Okay.
There's a great Onion article this week that was like White Sox promotion lets first nine fans field the team.
That's fucking stupid.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I talked to my Coors guy. He's gonna try to get me some tickets, so I'll let you know.
Oh, nice.
And they're always good. They're always like a few rows behind home plate.
So. Awesome. I also have the weekends off now, my good sir.
Oh, awesome.
So
that makes it even easier.
We'll get it cracking on a Saturday, family.
Yeah.
Word. Stay tuned for that live podcast.
That'll be fun.
I mean, it's not going to be live, but
there'll be sections that
on location podcast.
Yeah. We're recorded on location.
Yeah, literally going to do the whole podcast there. I'm going to have notes and everything.
And then I just, oh God.
Oh man. Uh-oh. Oh my God, there's a fucking game going on right now.
Oh yeah, what is it?
The Cubs and the Cardinals.
Oh man, the top of the 10th.
Oh my God.
Best fans in baseball.
It is 10:25 here.
10:25,
which is 12:25 on the East Coast.
So it's 11:45.
Which is ridiculous.
Yeah,
that's a late game.
That is, it's got to be the Sunday night game.
It has to be.
Yeah, it's got to be on ESPN because it's the only reason they would be playing that game that's so late.
Oh, man, that is fucking late.
Whoa. Yeah. I don't know how you East Coast fans do it. Like, I spent one Sunday on the East Coast and on football, and I was like, the game is over, and it's like 11 o'clock at night. Like, I have to go to bed.
Yeah. And it's hard because you're fucking pumped. But the cool thing is everyone... it's tired the next day, so it's kind of like...
Yeah, no, it's... And I
it's understandable. It's weird, man.
I mean, I was in Miami, so, like, that town just never sleeps.
Oh, yeah.
That was...
Oh, yeah.
When I found out bars closed at 4 a.m., I was like, what?
I wake up sometimes around that time, like, holy shit.
Why?
Because.
But,
because you need it to.
Because we need it to.
Oh, that's my lighter.
We need to get off.
Yeah, we need to get off. Just like Drake needs to stop being a bandwagoner.
Yeah, Drake's like that girlfriend who gets way into the boyfriend's teams. But yeah.
You'll see that. I mean, you understand the meme now. You understand the meme.
I got the meme. I got it.
Bronze playing.
But that is Drake. If you want to become a Nuggets fan, I'm all about that.
Word.
Thanks for listening.
Follow us on the internets at TMS Report. We're on Instagram. We're on Twitter. Follow me on the internet at The Beatnik.
I'm on Twitter at Julian C. Mitchell. On Instagram at Jimmy Blinks X.
Follow Skame on Twitter at Skame44. Follow him on Instagram at Nemesis_Supreme44. Word. Peace.
Have a good night.